As the 68th United Nations General Assembly wraps up on Tuesday, small island developing states are once again addressing the issue of graduation to middle-income status. The term graduation applies to a country or state that crosses the threshold from low-income to middle-income and is considered no longer dependent on foreign aid. International financial institutions, including the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, have reclassified some small island developing states as middle income. The Maldives, an island nation in the Indian Ocean, is one of them. Although it has made great strides in fighting poverty, Miriam Shakila, the acting foreign minister and the Minister of Environment and Energy, says it is now facing setbacks because of the loss of its overseas development assistance.
As a nation, Maldives has witnessed the trials of graduation without due consideration to the inherent vulnerabilities of small island nations. Simply having a high gross national income or a high human development index does not make SIDS less vulnerable to external shocks, including emerging threats such as climate change. Nor does it remove the difficulties associated with the smallness and remoteness in achieving economies of scale.
The unilateral graduation of many small island developing states to middle income status was premature, Grenada's foreign minister Nicholas Steele told the UN General Assembly. Grenada, a small island nation in the southern Caribbean, is particularly vulnerable to severe weather conditions. Mr. Steele called for a more holistic and comprehensive set of indicators for classifying states.
It is clear that several of the SIDS newly promoted to middle income status continue to struggle with high debt burdens, which are worsened by climate change and high fossil fuel import bills. Many SIDS struggle with low productivity and low levels of competitiveness. They struggle with severe financial constraints, and in some cases, they struggle with limited prospects for immediate growth. The point is this: per capita income as a sole measure, without the context of climate vulnerability, does more harm than good.
Meanwhile, Suriname's Foreign Minister H.D. Winston Gunolacan said it was encouraging to have been upgraded to middle-income status. The South American country's efforts to develop solid policies and diversify its economy have borne fruit, he noted, but the move has not been beneficial to the country, Mr. Lacan concluded.
Applying per capita income as the major indicator for determining our development status has, however, maneuvered us in a position where we have lost access to necessary concessional loans and grants. The conclusion can be drawn that our people are being punished for their ability to overcome some of the obstacles that have made them less fortunate in the past.
These small island developing states are hoping for a debate in 2014 to redefine their classification so that their economies do not regress. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.